This is Crayons Count, the feature highlighting the work of the popular initiative of the same name. On today's program, we examine Crayons Count's plans for the future. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. They say the reward for good work is more work. And luckily for the crew at Crayons Count, that's just the kind of reward they were looking for. Having established Crayons Count as one of the most recognizable charitable initiatives up and running in Jamaica over the past 2 years, the plan is to build on the successes so far, finding new ways to help the early childhood sector produce the best possible results.
There is a picture of a child that is happy, educated, well-adjusted, at 4 or 5 in my mind that I can see. So I have an idea in my mind of what I would love to see happen. So until we can get there, we have an existing system which we are trying to raise the level of as best as we can.
Conceptualizer of Crayons Count, Diaka Morrison. She maintains that one of the reasons Crayons Count has been so successful is because it has mandated itself to tackle actual issues affecting the progress of early childhood education. Any new developments in the program must have strategic value.
We moved from our 2 objectives and we've stuck to them, but we've been able to expand within them. So we moved into teacher training, which was not a part of the original program.
Ms. Morrison says there are plans to incorporate one-on-one learning sessions with young children into the current activities. Currently, Crayons Count provides basic and infant schools with 12 types of learning aids and trains teachers to utilize the learning aids effectively.
We have a summer program, which I'm very excited about, that we work with children one-on-one. So we get volunteers from high school to work with children one-on-one, and we work on social behavior, because it's actually in the curriculum at that age. You're supposed to learn how to say please and thank you and things like that. Cooperate. It's actually in their curriculum. And I would like to be able to, and perhaps that's in the long term, is to be able to work with children some more directly. It would not be during school hours on some of the aspects that I think that are really giving us a hard time as a country, which is this social behavior, basic things like please and thank you.
We have to give much praise to the Crayons Count movement supported by the National Continental Corporation. For the 3rd year in a row, they have provided significant contribution worth some $60 million annually, donating play and learning kits to every one of some 2,000 basic and infant schools. State-of-the-art material.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites commending the Crayons Count initiative during his sectoral presentation to Parliament earlier this year. Statements like this are reflective of the widespread support Crayons Count has drawn from all sectors of society, reinforcing its resolve to keep up the good work. And as far as CEO of National Baking Company, chief sponsors of Crayons Count, Butch Hendrickson, is concerned, the best is yet to come.
Crayons Count is not going anywhere in the future. We are committed to it. It will stay. It will grow. And I will not be satisfied with anything less than this.
Mr. Hendrickson has a vision of Jamaican children using technology to be on the cutting edge of academic achievement. And of course, he wants it to start at the basic level.
I don't want to teach Jamaican children something for yesterday. I would like to teach them for something for next week. That is where I am headed. How I'll get there, I don't know. But the intention is to do it. Having said that, with the team I have, we'll get some of it done. If not all of it, we're going to get a good amount of it done.
If you like what you've heard so far and want to get on board with Crayons Count, call 970-4108. That's it for this week's edition of Crayons Count. Thanks for listening. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and it's been our pleasure highlighting the achievements of this special initiative benefiting the early childhood sector.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.